We are continuing our search for the 10 most haunted places in Wyoming, and we are going to take you up to Northwest College right now, which is in Powell, and we have Holly with us. She actually is part of a group that looks for ghosts and stuff like that. Is that right, Holly?
Yes, that's correct.
You guys are the Paranormal Researchers of Wyoming League.
That is correct as well.
And how many of there are you?
There's about 6 of us.
Okay. And is this something you guys do for fun, or is it something you guys take pretty seriously?
It's seriously fun.
All right. Well, the reason why we're calling you, I know somebody here in Jackson who went up to Northwest College. He said that there was some type of ghost in your auditorium where like a group of people like put together a play or something like that, a group of ghosts. Have you ever heard anything about this?
I've never heard anything about a group of ghosts acting at a play. However, it is rumored that there is a spirit in the auditorium.
So it's not a group, it's just it's one spirit. Can you tell us a little bit about this particular spirit?
Supposedly, it's supposed to be a woman that used to enjoy going to the performances that we hold at the auditorium. And so it has been said that if there's a play going on or a rehearsal going on, that you can see a seat, I believe it's in the third row, go down when there's actually no one sitting there.
And have you ever witnessed this?
I have not witnessed it. I have been in some of the college productions, and our director and director of forensics as well said that he has had some experiences and has seen the chair go down. And this is not a guy that would tell you something, you know, something facetiously. He wouldn't make it up. You can definitely take him at his word.
So there might be truth to this particular one about the ghost up at Northwest College in the auditorium. It's kind of interesting to hear that you actually do this kind of stuff. You guys spend a lot of time in Wyoming in your group, or do you search ghosts in other states, or where's the hot spot for ghosts?
Currently, right now, it's just been local. I personally am planning on going to Waverly Hills, which is in Waverly, Kentucky. Next June, I believe it is, when we're scheduled to go do a hunt there. It's not my full group. It's just going to be myself and some other ghost hunters that I've become associated with and go do that type of investigation.
Well, what made you interested in this kind of stuff?
Personal experiences that have happened to me in the past, and I've found out that there's more out there than what you actually see. And I'm not the type of person that's going to take something at face value. I want to know. I'm going to dig deeper until I get my answers.
Have you ever been down to the state pen in Rollins?
No, I haven't. That is on my to-do list.
Oh, okay, because I have heard a lot about that place. And then I called them yesterday, and they seemed really interested to talk. And the lady talked to me for like a half an hour, and she said call back tomorrow. And then I called back today, and she completely put me off. She's like, nope, I got to go.
It seems as though there's very much a stigma that if you believe in the paranormal, that it must mean that you've got a loose screw. But I have found that some of the most intelligent people that you know, because they are so open-minded, realize that there is more than what you see, and that's why they have the interest.
Well, thanks for giving us a few minutes this morning, and I hope you have continued success with this kind of stuff.
Thank you very much.